Okay, so we're starting over here in Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, Shabbos. All right. So what's the Mishnah? We read this every Friday. So there are certain things, there are certain oils and wicks that we don't use for Shabbos candles. Okay? For Shabbos Neros. So why is that? Why don't we use certain oils and wicks for Neros? Right? So the Gemara says that in the middle of Chof Aleph, Amar Rabba, Psilos, Shomru, Chachomim, Eim Adlikim, Behem, Shabbos, Bnei Shor, Misach, Seches, Bohen. Shemonim, Shomachom, Eim Adlikim, Bnei Sheinim, Shochem, Achar, Psilo. So basically, they don't burn well. They don't, let's just say, generally speaking, they don't burn evenly or vigorously. They're sort of like the fire is sort of leaping a little around, and it's not a nice, easy, even burn. So who cares? So Rashi says on the Shein Nimshachim, he says V'osi lahatos. In other words, the Shabbos candles you light for what reason? To have light, right? They're not ornamental or sacramental. They're there for tashmish. As a matter of fact, that's why we say if you have to choose between Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah, right, you have to do Ner Shabbos, or even Kiddush in Ner Shabbos, right? Because of Shalom Bayis, right? Meaning to say that that if it's dark in your house, there's no Shalom in the house. Okay. So what's the point that... That the Ner Shabbos is for use. It's for eating by. Okay, certain things you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to read very closely, but it's for your use. So the problem is if you have a Ner that doesn't burn so well in you and you want to use it, maybe you'll try to adjust it. That's Shemayata. Shemayata means you have to realize they weren't burning wax candles, right? They had the oil lamp with a wick. So if it wasn't burning, you could sort of tilt it and get the oil to adjust the position of the oil in the wick. But that would be burning. That would be involved on Shabbos in creating a fire. So they said, don't use oils and wicks that in their use, you're going to try to adjust. Right? That's the Bameh Ein Madlikin. Okay? So the question is, can you use those oils and wicks on Chanukah during the week and during Shabbos? Okay. So let's take a look at one. Amar Rav Huna. Someone want to read it? At the bottom. Okay. So Rav Huna says the oils and the wicks and the oils that the Chachamim said you can't light on Shabbos because maybe you'll adjust them. Ein madlikin b'en l'chanukah. You can't light those for Chanukah candles, Chanukah neros. Whether it's a Chanukah on Shabbos or whether it's Chanukah on Chol. Okay, now Rava says, what's the reason of Rav Huna? So Rav Huna held two things. He held Kovsa Zakuk law and Mutu L'shtamish law. So what does Kovsa Zakuk law mean? Rashi?
Ner Chanukah.
Kovsa Ner Chanukah. Hold on. Kovsa Ner Chanukah. If what? If the Ner Chanukah went out. Then what?
Zakukla letikna.
Then zakukla. So what does zakukla mean, literally? Attached. The zakuk means to be attached, to be bound, right? You learned Yivamos?
Yeah,
you learned it. So that's the zika. They call that the zika, right? That when the brother dies, the woman is bound. Bound to the right. Husband dies. So zakukla means you're bound to it. You're tied to it. So what does it mean you're tied to it? It doesn't make sense. What does it mean? Kov saw it, went out, and now you're bound to it. What does that mean? So Rashi says, what does it mean? Zokaglo? Litakno. You're bound to what?
Fix it.
To fix it. You're bound to fix it. Not that you're bound to fix it, but you must fix it. Right? Funny Rashi. So therefore what? So 1 second. So kovsa is zakba. So if the nair goes out, I have to fix it. So what does that answer why I can't use a bad wick or bad oil? So just fix it. Right? I mean, these oils and wicks, it doesn't say you can't use them on Shabbos because they go out all the time. Right? It's not like they necessarily go out all the time. Right, they're not as good. Fine. But what? So I'm bound to fix it. So let me just fix it. Why should I not be able to use it? So Rashi's trying to explain that question. That's the question that's bothering Rashi. Just because it's zakuk la, why does that mean I can't use it? Right? So he says, no. Since you're zakuk la to fix it, since you have an obligation to fix it, if you use a bad, therefore, lichatchila, you have to use a wick that won't need fixing. Because if you did use a wick that needed fixing, you might be negligent in fixing it. Right? You might be negligent in fixing it.
Meaning what?
Meaning that if you used an oil or a wick that's inferior, so now you have an obligation that if it goes out to fix it. Right? So we want to minimize the chance of it going out. Because as long as there's a chance that it goes out, there's a chance you won't do what you're supposed to do. You won't fix it. And then you would be what? Not Yotze. Mistaver. Right? Okay, fine. And what about Mutal Shamish La'ora?
Mutal Shamish La'ora, Hilkov, Bishabis, Asar, Shema, Yata, Litzorot, Tashmish.
So on Shabbos, why can't you use it?
Because you can use it the Ner Chanukah regularly.
Right. So those, if you can use this, so on Shabbos, if you're allowed to use the Ner Chanukah like a Ner Shabbos, then it's obviously going to fall under the same gzira of Ner Shabbos. As if you can use it, so then you have the same problem that you might tilt it. Right. But what's the question that's bothering you? As if you hold kavsa, what do you need both on? Let's say you just had kavsa zakhagla, right? Shot wise. Let's say you just said kavsa zakhagla. Then what? Isn't that explained enough why you can't use it on Shabbos too? What do you need mutalish damish l'ora for? Zakhagla. Now, it's l'ayel kavsa zakhagla. So that means I have to use the best neros. Anyway, because it causes alcohol. So then on Shabbos, I also have to use the best neros. So how can you tell that Rav Huna holds it's mutar l'shtamish l'ora just because he says you have to use the best neros on Shabbos and on Chol? In other words, if I have one reason that explains all of the cases, what do I need to have an extra reason that's superfluous? So kavsa zakhagla is necessary. You must say he holds kavsa zakhagla. Why? Because of Chol. Okay. Since during the week when there's no problem of Shema Yata, since during the week he says you have to use the best, so that must be because he's worried that it'll go out and you won't relight it. So who cares? Who's worried? Why would the person? So what is that? That means he holds Kavsa Zakhagla. So if he holds Kavsa Zakhagla, definitely, then on Shabbos you should also have to light the best. So then you don't need another reason why on Shabbos he has to light the best. Does that make sense? Thank you. So he says, Tosa says like this, V'im toma mino leila rava de savara huna de mutar l'shtamish la'ora. How can you prove, how can Rava prove that Rav Huna holds it's mutar to use the candles, to use the light? Dilma had the Omer ein madlikin b'Shabbos mishum desover kovso zakeklo. V'ein yochol lahadlik b'Shabbos. In other words, the point is like this: if I have one answer, if I have one reason that takes care of Shabbos and Chol. So what do I, so that's all I should be able to prove that the Rav Huna holds. Now, let's say Rav Huna held only Kovsa Zakagwa. What would he use on Shabbos? The best, right? He would say on Shabbos you have to use the best. Why? Because on Shabbos you don't even have, Shabbos is even worse than the Chol. On Chol, when you have the ability to fix it, he still says use the best, because maybe you won't. On Shabbos, when you can't, of course you have to use the best, right? So if I were to ask you, why does Rav Huna say on Shabbos you have to use the best? It would definitely be because of Kofsa Zakagla. So therefore, how do you know what he holds about using the candles on Shabbos? Maybe he holds you're not allowed to use the candles on Shabbos. He's not worried about tilting it for use. But he says you have to use the best simply because if it goes out, you would have to fix it, and you can't do that on Shabbos, right? Whenever I have one reason that answers all the problems, you don't say, "Oh, and there's a second reason that's unnecessary." If I want to prove what somebody holds, I have to prove it by saying that since he holds this, he needs this reason for this result. But if you don't need this reason for the same result, then there's no way to prove that that's what he holds. So Tosa says, "Im kain lo havatzarch leila meimar bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, kevin t'chad taima hu el hav leila meimar im adlikin stam mi dekom bein b'chol bein b'shabbos shmarina she'od yesh tam acher b'shabbos shlo lad levad mitam chol v'hainu shemiyata." So Tosa says, "You're right. Logically speaking, you're right. The reason of kovza zakagla includes Shabbos too. If I want to know why on Shabbos you can't use inferior oils, Kovsa Zakagla would explain it. So you can't prove it from the Metzias. You can't prove what he holds. You can't prove his reasoning from the Psak that on Shabbos you can't use inferior oils, because Kovsa Zakagla would also explain that. But the way he expressed it is what you learn it from. His expression. Why did he have to say Bein B'Shabbos Bein B'Chol? What if you just said, "Pselos u'shmonim shamucham ein madlikim ben b'Shabbos ein madlikim ben b'Chanukah"? What if you would have said that? I would know that means Chol or Shabbos, and I would know the reason has to be because of Kofsa Zakagla.
Then we still don't have an answer why Rav Huna did it, though.
He just wants to teach you a separate din. Just teaching you a separate din. That's also l'shamish l'ora.
Really, if you just had Kofsa Zakagla, you would know that you can't do it before.
That's right. Really, Kofsa Zakagla explains why you can't use it anytime, Chol or Shabbos. But the way he chose to express it was to tack on another idea, that you can't use the candles either. Okay. So anyway, that's one way to learn. That what? That's Rav Huna. That in terms of the Ner Chanukah, I told you, I want to focus on the Kofsa Zakagla. So according to Rav Huna, when you light the Ner Chanukah, you're not done. Why? Because if it were to go out, you would have an obligation to relight it. Lisakino, to relight it. Interesting Lashon, right? And therefore, you must pick the best oils and wicks, l'chatchila, just in case. So that you don't mess up later if it goes out. It's also interesting, right? That became part of the mitzvah itself. To l'chatchila, he holds, that's the takana. You know, misakein l'chatchila, they were misakein the best material. All right, let's go a little further. Go ahead. Okay, so this one, Yaakov, this one is clear. Okay, ready? He says, on Chol, you're allowed to use the inferior candle, the inferior Nair. Why? It must be he holds Kavsa Ein Zakagla. So during the week, he doesn't have this concern, right? Rashi Kavsa Ein Zakagla.
Hilchach B'Chol Sharin.
So then on Shabbos, why can't you use the inferior wicks? That must be because he holds you're allowed to benefit from the, allowed to use the light. And if on Shabbos you're using the light, you might tilt it. In other words, so if you hold kavsa ein zakuk la, then during the week it doesn't matter which oils and wicks you use. Oh, so then why on Shabbos do we care? That must be because he holds it's asur l'shtamish l'ora. Because then it's just like a regular Shabbos candle. And on a regular Shabbos candle that you use for your benefit, that you're mishtamish with, we say don't use the inferior stuff because you might adjust it. So why does he say you can't use the inferior Hanukkah Neiros on Shabbos? Because it must be he holds. You can benefit from the light and you might adjust it. But if he held kufs of Zakuk law, that's the problem Tosafot mentioned before. Then he wouldn't, then even during Chol he wouldn't be able to use it.
Why if you have inferior light?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, but the question that's bothering us is this. The question that bothers us is, let's say you hold kufsa ein zakuk la, right? So if it goes out, you don't have to relight it, right? But still, I mean, doesn't everybody agree that you should have the best? Why shouldn't you have the best ner l'chatchila? Would it be a chiyuv? I mean, it would just be a kiyum?
Like a
hidemitzvah
or something?
Okay. You like that? Okay. Okay, let's see. Let's go a little further. So what's the machlokas though? What's the machlokas between kofsa zakuk la kofsa ein zakuk la? That's really the question we're trying to work on here.
Well.
Yeah.
Is it right?
Okay. All right, so listen. Let's just get these two more facts straight, okay? And then we'll see if we can think about it.
So Amar Zera, Amar Matna, the Amri Le Amar Zera, Amar Rav, Silos Vish Ushmanin, Sha Amar Fatham.
Oh, you know what? I don't care about this whole part. Let's skip down now to Uriminu.
Uriminu, Mitzvasa Misha Tashka.
Okay, so now the Gemara says we're going to try to prove who's right. Do we hold kavsa zakuk la or kavsa ein zakuk la? So the Gemara says it's the Braisa. The Braisa says, what's the zman of Chanukah? What's the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Misha tishka hachama, from when the sun sets, ad shetichla regel min hashok, until the traffic, the foot traffic, stops in the marketplace. So what? What does that do with anything? My love.
My love. Ikafsa hader madlik lo. Isn't it because if it goes out, you should relight it?
So interesting. So the Gemara wants to prove what? The Gemara wants to take this Braisa and say, what do you see? What does the Braisa say? The Braisa says the mitzvah is from the sunset until the end of the traffic. For some reason, the Gemara thinks that it makes most sense to learn that Braisa in terms of the shita of kavsa zakuk la. What does it mean the mitzvah is from sunset until the end of rush hour? The Gemara says, doesn't that mean, isn't that basically a statement of kavsa zakuk la? Which is interesting. Why does that necessarily mean that? And the Gemara gives two answers. And that let's get these two answers straight, and then we'll see if we can work on the machlokas a little better.
So
it says no. It doesn't mean kavsa zakuk la. What does it mean?
If you didn't light it, you could light it.
Right. In other words, it doesn't mean, this is very, let's get this clear. In other words, according to the Gemara's Havamina, what does it mean, Misha Tishkir Hamash Tichla Regal Meshuk? It means what? It means you have to start when sunset goes, start at sunset, and your Zakuk law until the end of rush hour. Right? But you have to Dafka start at Shkia. Right? Misha Tishkir Hamash. That's the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? To be madlik and zakuk la from shkia till the end of rush hour. So now the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that you're chayev, that you're, it's not describing the whole duration of the mitzvah. It's telling you that what?
You can light at any point
from shkia until the end of rush hour. But if you light it and it goes out, you're yotzei. That's one answer. But according to that answer, what would be the halacha? You couldn't light it later. You're not allowed to light it later. Okay. Or it means a shear. Rashi sheyei bo shemen kishir hazeh. You need this amount of oil. Umiu imkov so ein zokakla. But if it went out, you don't have to relight it. So what does that mean, l'shi'ura? So what does that mean? Just factually, it's not clear. What?
Does that mean your candle would need to last for that whole time period?
Has the ability to last.
Has the ability to last something.
So what would that mean, factually speaking?
If you measure, let's say, it would take 2 liters of oil to last that whole time.
Okay, but when...
But sources to be yotze. If it goes out, it goes out. If not...
Right, but when do you have to light it?
When does shkia start?
When do you have to light it?
Does it make a difference?
It doesn't make a difference.
Really?
I'm not sure. That's what Tosa says, though.
It's funny if, like, you could light half of it on, and it would need to last your time.
Take a look at Tosa. The Ilo Adik Madlik. Take a look at this Tosa. The Ilo Adik Madlik. He said, look at this Tosas. V'ilu adlik madlik. Ready? Oval mikan ve'elach over azman. So if you learn, according to the first answer, that you have to light it by the end of the rush hour, then it means that, but later than that, it's over azman. Right? Omer ha'ri poras. D'yesh li zohe u'l'hadlik b'layla miyad shlo y'acha yosem yidai. So since there's a time limit, you can only light it from Shkia until the end of rush hour. So the Ripora said, you should light it right away because you might delay too long, and apparently you won't be able to light it anymore, right? Umikomakom imicher, if you were very late, yadlik misafik, you should still light it out of a safik. Why? Taha mishani shinu yachrina, because the Gemara gave a second answer. So what does that mean, though? It means, according to the first answer of Ilo Adlik Madlik, if you hold Kovsa Ein Zakakla, you may only light it from Shkia until Tichle Regel Menashuk. And then if you came home and it was too late, you would not be allowed to light it. But the Ri Poras Tosa says, you can still light it even though you came home late. Why? Because the second answer doesn't care about when you light it. The second answer only cares about what?
The shear.
That's true. Which is strange, right? The second, it means like this. Then the second answer becomes a very strange answer. It says
the
what?
Of
it's the zman, it's the shear, the amount of time it takes from shkia until tichle vega mishuk, but it doesn't matter when you do it. It just has to be that it could last that long.
But it's also a different time.
And what's the other question? According to the first answer, there's no shear. So just practically speaking, what would qualify, halakhically speaking? A drop of oil? What would qualify? You light my match? What would qualify? Right?
When the first one was have to endure?
Nope. Well, I don't know. But the answer of Shi'ure and the Ilo Adlik Madlik are exclusive. If you hold that the Gemara means, if you hold the answer is Ilo Adlik Madlik, then it means you can't light it later than the Zman. And you can light it any time during that point. But it doesn't have to have half an hour's worth of oil, right? That's shiure. And if you hold the answer is that it's telling you the shear, then it doesn't matter when. So it either matters when, but it doesn't. We don't care how much, or it matters how much, but we don't care when. Either one of those seems difficult, right? Okay, so those are the problems we're going to try to work on. But for tomorrow, we have to think about the basic question, though, of Kovza Zokogla versus Kovza. Oh, and now I can bring back my question. Let's say you hold the answer of Kovza Ein Zokogla, but you hold that the idea is shear, right? So that means you have to have the amount of oil that it should be able to last a certain amount of time. So why shouldn't you have the proper wicks too?
Meaning, even on Shabbos, you would have to.
Meaning now we are, words, even though you say kavsa ein zakhla, but you have to, but there is still a mitzvah to give it the potential to burn for the entire time. It's not like if you hold kavsa zakhla, we don't care how long it burns. We do still want it to burn for the half an hour because that's misha tishka chamash tishka regal mashuk. So then, why shouldn't I also be concerned l'chadchila that I should make sure that it actually does it? It's true I don't have an obligation to fix it, but I do have an obligation l'chadchila to set it up to go that way. That's definitely the answer of shiure. So at least according to the shiure side, why shouldn't I also have an obligation to pick the best oils and wicks? Right?
You have to put in the amount of oil.
Right, Okay, so we'll try to think about it for tomorrow.
She's not necessarily.
Oils are not going to definitely go out. I mean, you have to say these oils and wicks are not definitely going to go out, because then it wouldn't even qualify for Shabbos. I mean, then even for Shabbos it would be a problem. Even for Shabbos, say don't use them because they're not going to burn. They're not going to last. Obviously, it's not like they go out all the time. But there's a little chash they're going to go out. For some reason, we're saying that, I mean, that's the only way you can approach this answer. For the kavsa zakhuk law, even a little chash, apparently, is a problem in the lechat chiba. Kavsa ein zakhuk law, as long as the way it is, it probably will work. That's enough. But still, we have to try to define the basic question of kavsa zakhukla versus kavsa einlach. I know it's an old, in Hanukkah, you know, there aren't that many topics to discuss year to year. So, hopefully this is only the first or second time you're doing this. Now it's, you know, and sometimes in working out a question like this, you have to think into the subject matter in general and try to think, you know, what is it about Ner Chanukah that presents this question, that presents this as an issue? You don't have an issue like this in other mitzvahs. So what is it, what's unique over here that the Chachamim are grappling with about the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah that some felt you have to, I mean, what would you say? Halachically, what sounds more like the more halachic thing? Ain. You define the mice of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to light it, and that's it. What is it over here? Zokhukla. I mean, that's not even a category. What kind of thing is that? Zokhukla.
Well, the whole idea of the mitzvah is that it should be seen.
Ah, okay, good. So that's obviously the inyan of it that we have to think about. Now, is the, you have what? You have, on the one hand, what? On the one hand, the mitzvah is to be madlik, right? Which in a certain sense you do right away. But on the other hand, what? There's what your madlik has a certain objective of piercing, right? Which lasts for a certain amount of time, which needs duration to exist. So what's the question here? Let's think about it a little more. I mean, that's a reason why you would say that the hadlaka is not enough. But what is the mitzvah? That's the question. How do you define that kind of a mitzvah? Zakhukla. What kind of a halachic category is that? Lisakina.
If you walk away and you get lucky, that doesn't go out.
Right, so Rashi seems to say Dilma Posha, right? That what? It was if you were lucky and it didn't go out, you would have been fine. Right. Problem is, maybe it'll go out and you'll be Poshea. He doesn't say you have to use those L'chadchila because because if you... right, now. He's only saying maybe it'll go out. You won't be, and you won't fix it. Yeah. Okay. So we'll stop here now.